When the city of Newark announced the Mulberry Commons project last month, transforming lot and warehouse space on Prudential Center's Mulberry Street side into a 22-acre park, was it possible for something to outshine the ambitious project? I guess that depends on if you like music more than shops and recreational activity. The Grammy Museum Experience will use 8,000 square feet of Prudential Center space to bring its history to New Jersey. Daniel Cherry is the Chief Marketing Innovation Officer for the New Jersey Devils. He says they're a perfect match.
We all know sports and entertainment come hand in hand. Every rapper wants to be a basketball player wants to be a rapper, you know the story. So the reality is we're infusing two of the greatest things about, I think, American culture, which is sports and great American music. And I think that every time we have a goal score, we have music. Every time something great happens in your life, you have music. So music is the memories and the soundtrack to your happiness.
Newark also happens to be a music-rich city. New Jersey has produced over 25 Grammy winners, many of them won on several occasions. Daniel Cherry understands that.
You see the artists here. We have Sissy Houston, we have Naughty by Nature, we have Queen Latifah, Faith Evans, right, Bruce Springsteen. All the great artists from Jersey are going to have access to create, to program, and to educate students and citizens of Newark. So yes, while we have events here all the time, multiple days of the year, almost 200 events, we're going to make sure that this is open 365. As much as possible to all Newark's residents.
With locations already in California, Mississippi, and Tennessee, Newark will be the East Coast destination for people who love those Grammy moments. But as Cherry previously said, the museum is an educational tool, possibly more so than a tourist attraction. That's how Museum Executive Director Bob Santelli wants it.
It's one thing to see the great gowns and the guitars from Grammy artists. The biggest, most important thing is the education.
Santelli believes New Jersey's wide array of respected recording artists will jump at the opportunity to engage in programs with kids. He says the types of programs there'll be depends on what the community wants.
So you're going to see us right away. Starting next month, we're going to be interacting with Newark school teachers to get their take on what they want in the museum to be an educational resource. And then right after that, starting with the next school year, we'll be interacting with music teachers, social studies teachers, parents, and civic leaders to make sure that the opportunity that this museum will bring to the city is magnified.
The goal is to connect kids with music professionals. Fortunately for Santelli, that's also the goal of some local Grammy winners. Robert Cool Bell, a founding member of Jersey City's Cool and the Gang, says music education is the reason he started the Cool Kids Foundation with his wife.
And one of the things that she's is pushing is to bring music back to the schools. You know, so something like this with the Grammys Museum coming here in Newark should be a wonderful thing, you know. So I'm very for it and support it.
Soul singer Sissy Houston, mother of the late Whitney Houston, hopes to create a program for the Grammy Museum.
They really have to learn. All they got to do is just practice and practice and practice. They really know how to really try to do something constructive. You know, and I hope it happens.
Killing me softly with his song.
Before unveiling the museum's sleek black and white logo, 17-year-old Keefe Mutume of Newark had the opportunity to sing for the audience of music icons and executives.
I'm still shocked that this is even a reality right now. It's not really hitting me yet. I mean, this is honestly just such an amazing opportunity to be in the midst of all these amazing individuals. I saw Whitney Houston's mother, and that was just incredible.
Mutume says the museum will influence young musicians.
Even just to use this museum as a sense of inspiration for ourselves, a way to influence our music, you know what I mean? To see all these people who are Grammy winners and Grammy nominated, and to see how far they've come as a way of inspiration for ourselves.
Grammy Museum Executive Director Bob Santelli hopes it changes the perspective people have on the awards, regardless of whether they tune in year after year or never have at all.
You know, we think of the Grammys and you think of one day a year, next Sunday, Grammy Awards, right? But the other 364 days of the year, that's when a place like this shines, and that's when it makes its biggest contribution to both students and to the community.
The Grammy Museum Experience will open its doors to the public by the end of this year. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Meg Santos in Newark.